This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hey everyone, this is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida, 2018 edition. I'm with Tom Pagini of Flight Design, new name, Flight Design General Aviation. Tom, run us through all the machinations. Flight Design went through a potential sale to a Chinese company. That kind of didn't really work out. So where are you now?
Well, Flight Design GmbH was bought out by a company called Lyft from Eisenach, Germany, part of the Lindig Group. They have the rights to all of the CT series aircraft and the factory in Ukraine. And they're currently in production building new CTs for Europe and the United States.
Okay, so the Aero Jones, which was a potential buyer of the company, that deal never went through, but that they remain in the picture as a manufacturer in the Far East. Is that correct?
That's correct. They're Aero Jones Aviation is manufacturing the CTLS only and the LSI for distribution in the Asia Pacific market, which was the market where they originally bought the rights and were trained by Flight Design to build the aircraft.
Now, the factory had been in receivership. Is that now out of receivership?
Lyft has bought the rights for all the Flight Design airplanes. They own the factory and they own the rights to the airplanes. The receiver still has several other products. One is called the MC. It was a metal airplane that they're building, and several other projects they were working on. But the company is solvent, new owner that's very well financed, very stable, and real visionary people. They own three other many different businesses, but they own a very advanced gyrocopter called Rotorvox, and then there's some other projects they're working on as well. So the future looks bright.
Now, is the factory open and manufacturing?
Yes. It actually never closed, even in receivership. It was producing at a very low rate, about one airplane a month. But we were able to get spare parts from them at a low rate as well, but we were able to get spare parts from them. And now it's up to between three and four airplanes a month, and this year we expect to five or six airplanes a month. So it's really rolling again.
Now, you're on the U.S. side, based in Connecticut. What's your role, and what's the plan for further marketing and support of the airplane?
Well, first of all, our company, Flight Design USA, never went out of business, and we stayed there managing compliance with the FAA and service and airworthiness and part sales. So we've stayed in business. And many of our original distributors are still back with us. Mr. John Hurst here down in Florida. Walt Conlogue at Flight Design Southeast in southern North Carolina. And our biggest dealer, Airtime Aviation, over in Tulsa, who sold more than 105 airplanes for us. We have 405 planes that have been sold in the United States. So it's a real business. You know, we were able to continue part sales and service.
And so what's the plan for push on marketing and sales? What are we going to expect to see here in the 2018?
We'll be at all the air shows. We were at DeLand last year. We'll be, we're here at Sebring. We'll be at Sun and Fun in the light plane area, as well as Rotorvox. So we'll be giving a lot of demonstration flights. And we'll be at Oshkosh. Excuse me, I missed Aero. We'll be over at Aero displaying too, so we're back.
Do you have any revisions or new modifications planned for the airplane that you know of?
Well, just the three-screen Dynon HDX, which was in R&D. I think you even flew with John Hurst when he was doing that. He does avionics development work for the company, and he's our pal. There's several innovations I cannot talk about right now, but there's a new paint booth, there's new tooling being made, new equipment in the factory, and some new energy into the company. So I'm very excited because we've been doing it for 15 years now with Flight Design, and my wife Natalia and I cared very much about our owners and friends, and we stuck through it, and it's been good.
What's the market look like right now for Light Sport?
It's down because I would have to be honest, because of the basic med effect, let's call it. So there are people that otherwise may not have considered planes that, you know, I think there has been an effect with basic med, and I think it will be until people realize that it's still an awful lot easier. There's nothing easier than having a private pilot license and exercising sport pilot privileges.
A few months ago, I interviewed a number of people in the light sport who thought the effect of basic med had already passed, because many of the buyers coming into the market were people who wanted to step out of a more expensive, heavy airplane with a lot of capabilities that they didn't need. Light sport appeared to them to be affordable. Is that the kind of buyer you're seeing now?
Well, our airplane is, you know, loaded. The ones that you'll see on our booth are $180,000. So, yes, it's more affordable than a new Cirrus. And, yes, it has a lot of the same features, you know, carbon airframe and advanced glass and parachute system. There are an awful lot of options within the light sport realm that are truly affordable. We have more a customer that wants the newest, bestest, greatest, and we catch people on the way up to a Cirrus or on the way down, and really, and historically it's been that way. So when the confusion over the ownership is finally settled, because even some of our, we've been putting out press releases and we've been putting it on our Facebook page and on our websites, and we got very good coverage last year at Oshkosh when the purchase by Lyft went through. It was in your magazine, it was in, you know, AOPA, it was in all the others. And then we had more very good coverage this year again when we put out another press release, which we're really, really appreciative of. But there's still confusion in the market. And people, I think, are more comfortable, honestly, having the airplanes, flight designs made in Germany.
And speaking of Germany, Flight Design Germany had the development of the C4 four-place airplane going. What's the status of that?
It's being worked on right now. The four-seater Flight Design airplane's being worked on right now. The specifications will be different because a lot of things have moved on in the 8 years since it was originally designed. There's new certification, there's new avionics, there's new engines, there's new many new things, new materials that we have access to that are going to make the airplane a little different. And I'm very excited about it. And we are going to have a four-place.
Any timeline on that?
You'll see it maybe the end of this year, 2019 maybe, early.
As a prototype?
As a prototype, yep.
And then how about for certification?
About a year later.
Okay, well, thanks for the update, Tom.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.